Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Andrew Snidge, a well-meaning lab assistant, is accustomed to being helpless and ineffective. This is, however, his first time being actually tied up. For many people, this would present a certain level of distress. Those responsible for the tying up are currently hoisting him onto the shoulders of six of their own well-meaning but ineffective assistants.
Idiot.
This should come as little surprise, listeners. When we last saw poor Mr. Snidge, he had been taken prisoner by the Science Fair, a thuggish organization of underground scientists whom the dark and seemingly omniscient Dr. Caligari has taken into her employ. Sent to obtain the monstrous creation of Dr. Herbert West, the Science Fair has mistakenly taken Andrew prisoner, while outside, in the next room, the true creation lies poisoned and unconscious. What will become of all of this? Let us find out now.
All right, everyone, let's try this once more. Everyone together, lift. Now, see, you've just turned him over again.
Oh, no!
Maybe if we put him on a litter or something.
Oh, one of those things they use for carrying dead people.
A tractor?
No! Before they go on the tractor, they go on a gurney.
If they wanted you to have opinions, you'd be wearing lab coats. Now lift or I'll burn you with plasma and get six more participants who can do it right. The second placers are waiting outside to come in and get all the equipment. Let's go.
Sir, the body back there is moving.
I'll go check. You, keep going here. I haven't worked my ass off for all these years to have you screw it up by not being able to lift things. What's the noise, Petrie?
Ma'am, I don't know. The woman you poisoned, she's starting to move around.
No, she should have been dead minutes ago. Erlenmeyer, give her a kick.
Okay.
I don't believe it. As though... I don't have enough going wrong now. This just take care of her.
Take care of her? How?
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
It appears that Mrs. Rourke's reanimated body is not susceptible to poison. She is not herself, though. The violence has woken her suppressed needs, her hunger.
She's... Wait! Don't! No!
Mrs. Rourke has just torn Erlenmeyer's arm from its socket, and now she's lunging for... Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, I do not know how to tell you this, but it seems that Mrs. Rourke has become every bit the monster Caligari thought she was. She has given in to her deeper need, a need for life. With Erlenmeyer's throat in her hand, she has just launched herself at Dean Gates.
Fuck this!
The Dean has drawn a scalpel from her pocket. Dear God, one look at that face and no remnant of Mrs. Rourke remains. She is spattered with viscera and dripping from her once pretty teeth is the Dean's flesh and hair. No, don't let her! Why did Petrie have to stand so close? She's gone outside into the hall. It seems as though the flesh of the living is all that will satisfy her.
There's nowhere to go!
Here, where the hall terminates at the closed door for the People Mover terminal, the science fair shall make a last stand.
Quickly, someone smash her!
We will never know what the professor thought would help. Crying out and being noticed, it seems, is a poor idea at such times. Oh no! All of the commotion has attracted the attention of the people nearby. Heads are peering out from doorways farther down the open hall. We can see two of the city's maintenance operations and logistics engineers scuttling out and looking terrified for a place to go. Farther down is a man in coveralls carrying some kind of club.
I knew it. Hold on, everyone. I know what to do.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth!
It is Simon, driver of the mortuary tractor. Mrs. Rourke has launched herself at Simon.
And I will be there to bash their heads in!
Wait. She has stopped. Could she be coming to her senses? Is she becoming once again herself? Or can she sense a tremor? With that, Mrs. Rourke's risen corpse streaks off down the frightened halls of Level Q.
I think the tremor scared her off. Is anyone okay over there?
So, tragedy begets tragedy. As the tunnel collapses and the world caves in around them, the bodies of the slaughtered and mutilated science fair which once littered this passage now lie buried under tons of soil and rock, all evidence of the event wiped clean from the halls.
People of Deck Q, witness the future. This destruction is but a taste of what is to come. The Woken have risen among us!
It's just another collapse. We have these all the time, and you know it.
You think this is just another routine collapse? You all thought I was crazy. Look upon the work of the Woken and tell me who is crazy!
I don't see anything except another collapse tunnel.
Oh, goddammit!
Now the job of cleaning up will fall to the moles. Speaking of, where have they gone? Were they trapped in the collapse too?
What will become of these poor overworked genetic experiments? Find out next time when the story of Our Fair City continues with Tunnel Collapse.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.